Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
Don Pico's and the Rib Shack. Carol's Meats.
Hi, this is Mike. When you're in Brisbane, come by Carol's Meats and have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. And the WBO. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now metal giant.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be all right if we don't get hit.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio and television airwaves. And speaking of television, no Justin.TV tonight. The computer's not working, so you can't blame me. You got to blame the Mac. But the bottom line is there will not be a Justin.TV/Ring Talk Worldwide broadcast tonight. But we are going live, of course, on SportsByline1.com. SportsByline1.com. That's our live internet link for listening, streaming, audio on the internet, and of course, live on our various radio stations across the country here in the continental USA, and of course, live in Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and of course, Puerto Rico. You are tuned, as I said, to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of things to talk about. First and foremost, Manny Pacquiao, of course, a winner last Saturday night over Sugar Shane Mosley, won't take any drug tests, will not take the mandatory drug test or the random drug test that Floyd Mayweather wants him to take for that $40 million fight. Tonight, we'll talk with Andre Ward, a man that took Olympic-style testing before he won his Olympic gold medal back in 2004. We'll talk about the testing system and why, how he took it and maybe why he thinks that Manny should be taking it as well. But the bottom line is, now I've got Manny's got a guy on the web, on some blogger saying that, man, he injected Manny with steroids in his butt and he's a sparring partner. So what can I say is there's a lot of rumors going around, but at the end of the day, Manny can settle them all just by taking a few tests. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? He's constantly moving. He's moving towards you. He's moving around you and moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. And keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot. Right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. Good. Good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Let that guitar play just a minute. That is the great Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California, former Tower of Power alumni, of course, now doing his own thing, recording in studios and the like, but Jeff was one hell of a guitar player. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Tower of Power back in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area at the San Mateo County Fair, June the 15th. So June the 15th, Emilio and the gang will be in town. Of course, I'll be talking to Emilio before then. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to say hello to a couple of my friends out there before I get going any further. Lovely Lisa of Colt Jam. No, I'm just kidding. Just lovely Lisa. Nurse Nancy, I want to say hello to her. My aunt Tootsie, and, of course, my aunt Julie, who's not feeling very well down there in South San Francisco, and, of course, my cousin Cecilia. So now that I've got all those public announcements out of the way, I want to bring in my next guest, who you folks know needs no introduction on the radio, and he is one of the fine writers in the world of boxing. His name is KP Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. You had a nice little fight party there Saturday night, huh, with the shots and all that kind of good stuff, or what?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the fight didn't live up. Well, actually, it lived up to my expectation, but didn't live up to a lot of the people's expectations who bought it and thought it was going to be a fight.
Okay, forget the fight just for a second. I'm going to ask you a question, okay? If you've got nothing to hide and you're about to make $35 or $40 million in the most prolific fight possibly in history in at least the last 25 years, why would you not take blood tests, and why would you demand a 14-day window as far as your drug testing is concerned? And everybody says to me, the first thing they say, well, Shane Mosley had an 18-day window. No, Shane Mosley did not have an 18-day window. They didn't test Shane Mosley for 18 days or Floyd Mayweather. But they were still under the threat of being tested every day. Thus, they had to stay clean. Manny Pacquiao wants a 14-day window, a grace period, where he won't be tested. And he doesn't want any testing at all in this 14-day period. And we've talked before, and you know that I've talked with experts on the subject, and they tell me that microdosing of steroids and EPO and insulin and things like that, HGH, they can all be washed out of the system in 4 to 5 days. So why is Manny Pacquiao, if he's the congressman and the honest man that he is, if he's the noble gentleman that he is, if he's the man that can walk on water, the god of the Philippines, why won't he take the test for $35 million and shut Floyd Mayweather's mouth? Because you know what? If Mayweather said that I was dirty and I wasn't dirty, the first thing I'd be doing is peeing in a jar to show him he's a fool, and then I'd be trying to take his head off in a fight for $40 million. What's your stance on that?
Well, I guess you can obviously look at it from that perspective that, you know, if you have nothing to hide, then you should take the random blood test. But I think at the same time, if you're in the position of Manny Pacquiao and you're training for a professional fight, and one thing I noticed from watching the 24/7 with Mayweather and Mosley was, I mean, it wasn't like a little drop of blood, you know, when someone pricks your finger, if you got diabetes or something, that they're taking out of these guys. I mean, I saw vials of blood from some other research that I did recently that I saw. When they're taking this blood that they're taking out of you, I mean, some people, they actually have to, like, wrap up their training. They can't train for the rest of the day, vice versa. Who knows how many times they're going to test a guy within 10 days up to the fight, 5 days up to the fight. Who knows if they're going to do the blood testing a day before.
All right, but the bottom line is even if they took a ton of blood out of Mosley 18 days before the fight, it was 18 days before the fight, okay? 18 days before. Now, I've been told that they can take a minuscule amount of blood out of these guys now, and they can also test their urine. He doesn't want to have his urine tested. He doesn't want to have his blood tested in those last 14 days.
Well, actually, that from what I hear, that's incorrect. He agreed to random testing of his urine. He just did not want to have his blood tested within 14 days.
Okay. I'm not getting it.
And I think just from my perspective, there's always going to be this whole idea of if he doesn't want to do what Mayweather does, there's going to be a cloud of suspicion there. But at the same time, you kind of have to look at it. Mayweather, if he really wanted to back him into a real corner here and make it appear that he is doing this whole crusading thing to stop people from cheating, he had about a year from the time when he fought Mosley to go to various commissions and bring this, you know, to the head of these commissions and make this a much bigger issue.
But
to me, the way it appears is, He is just self-serving in this whole instance.
Yeah, he has no
he does not care about stopping cheating from boxing. All he cares about is that he thinks Manny Pacquiao is cheating, okay, or he's either that or scared of him or whatever the case is.
Right, well, let me run
and
something.
He's not doing it for the good of the sport, okay, and I think he could have approached it a little bit differently, in my opinion.
Fine. And Floyd's a chump, and Floyd's a punk, and Floyd's not a good guy that I want to have a beer with. I've known him since the mid-1990s, early 1990s. He's not one of my favorite people. I don't like him personally. I don't like him all that much professionally. His style is not all that appealing to me. That being said, okay, the fact that the Nevada State Athletic Commission really doesn't want to get into steroid testing, because I'll tell you why. You know what the big ticket in Nevada is now?
I understand. It's mixed martial arts.
It's the UFC. And you know, you and I both know that a lot of those guys in the UFC are taking stuff. Well, can we both admit that? I mean, their bodies are...
A lot. In my opinion, the majority. But
okay,
that's a conversation for another day.
No, it's not a conversation for another day, because this is what I'm trying to bring up. The reason why the Nevada State Athletic Commission doesn't want to get stringent as far as these steroid tests are concerned is that it would run their hottest ticket out of town. And they'd end up having these UFC matches on Indian reservations and things like that, where these guys would be able to get away with being steroided out or HGH'd out or EPO'd out or however you want to put it. Because I'm going to tell you, I look at these guys and there's no doubt in my mind that these guys are using some type of nutritional enhancements. Okay. And being a boxer, I know you didn't box much, Kevin, but being a boxer, in my opinion, I think Manny Pacquiao has been using certain drugs that have enabled him to fight stronger guys and be stronger in the late going. Miguel Cotto told me, and then we were in Cartagena, Colombia in November, that he was highly suspicious over the fact that Pacquiao got stronger in the 7th, 8th, and 9th round than any fighter he's ever faced, and included Antonio Margarito, who's a bigger man. Okay, so there is some suspect right there. That's a little suspicious. All right, now we've got this article coming out by some anonymous blogger who I really don't have a whole lot of respect for, but I put the article up there for the sake of argument on the website ringtalk.com. It's from Detroit or something like that. The guy says he's a Filipino boxer now living in Las Vegas. He said he injected Manny with steroids. Why is it why is it you people have such a hard time believing that he might be on steroids? This is what I can't get, is that he's done.
Hold on a second, Kev.
There is no such thing as Superman. Superman's a comic book character. He's not a real guy. And you're trying to tell me that a guy that moves from 107 pounds all the way up to 147 and 150, and then he comes up with these catch weights. I mean, I never heard of a great fighter like Sugar Ray Robinson or Henry Armstrong or Roberto Duran. Sugar Ray Leonard did it because he's a chump as far as catch weights are concerned. But Duran, Armstrong, Robinson, these three greats, they never told the guy, look.
Let me just interject here on the catch weight situation, because a lot of people are making this argument that Manny Pacquiao is on performance enhancers because he's moving up in weight and he's destroying these guys. But then they're the same people that are saying, well, he's doing these catch weight fights, and that is part of the reason why he's having so much success. So if you want to go one way, you could say, all right, well, we'll make the argument that maybe he is having success because he's draining these guys. If you want to make that argument, if you want to make the argument that he's using performance enhancers, it's a legitimate argument. But at the same time, there's really no proof to suggest that he's on performance enhancers, except for that he's a phenomenal athlete.
Hold on. There's a difference between being a phenomenal athlete and somebody that's doing something that's never been done before. All right, I guess then you were jumping up and down and cheerleading when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds and these guys were hitting all those home runs out of the park in the 1990s, a big baseball fan jumping up and down, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Then we found out all those guys were cheating. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, to break precedent, to break records like these guys have broken in baseball, these are similar to the records that Mac Pacquiao is breaking in boxing. And not to be able to compare the two and bring in the notion that Manny Pacquiao may be using performance-enhancing drugs is either you're in some form of denial or that's got to be it.
I agree 100% that the suspicion is there, but at the same time, what I don't agree with is this whole attitude that the way Mayweather went about this whole fiasco with accusing the guy of using performance enhancers, trying to tarnish the guy's image and his achievements. At the same time, instead of doing it the logical way where he had over a year to go to commissions, try to get this whole thing instilled. He has a lot of leverage. He has a lot of money. But, I mean, what has he done since then? He's gotten himself arrested a number of times. He's been on the internet making all kinds of claims and homophobic and racist comments about Manny Pacquiao and Filipino people in general. And he's not putting himself in the right position to create the leverage that he needs to get the guy and force the guy to take the test.
I think $35 or $40 million is one hell of a reason to want to take drug tests. If some guy called me a cheat, Kevin, if you called me a cheat tomorrow, I'd go out and piss in a bottle, and then I'd fight you the next day, and I'd try my best to take your head off, okay? That's just me. But you know what? I'm a man. I'm willing to admit my mistakes. I'm willing to admit that I've got faults. Manny Pacquiao is like a whole lot of Filipinos, and I don't know, and I hate to stereotype an entire race, okay? But I'll tell you like this, Filipinos will never, ever, 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 ever admit when they're wrong. Anyway, I love you, Kev. I got to run. I got a hard break coming up. You're always the best. I look forward to your stuff at ringtalk.com.
Thanks a lot.
You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we talk MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And again, BJ's is out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Yeah, that was until Jose Aldo licked him like a stamp, not once but twice. The former BJ Penn, of course, the former champion at 155 pounds, now campaigning at 170 pounds in the world of the UFC. Speaking of the world of the UFC, Nick Diaz will be on this show Saturday. And the Saturday show, of course, airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, we air again the replay at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 o'clock Eastern time. That's Saturday. Nick Diaz, the man that will take on Jeff Lacy, the professional boxer, the former 2000 Olympian. Of course, now he is a former IBF 168-pound champion. He was undefeated till he went over to England. He got licked like a stamp by Joe Calzaghe. But the bottom line is, Nick Diaz, one of the baddest dudes on the planet, does the triathlons, is the welterweight champion of the Strikeforce. Although Dana White tried his best to keep him out of boxing, there's one clause in his contract that says he can have a couple of boxing matches, and he's going to have them, and one's going to be against Jeff Lacy. And the great Don Chargan, who we hope to have on a little bit later tonight's show, he will be the promoter of said event. Now, speaking of said event, our MMA expert's on the line from his lair in Bethlehem, PA. I'm talking about Slammin' Sammy Perez. And where does Nick Diaz and Jeff Lacy, is that a mega event?
First of all, Pedro, just for the record, that was Frankie Edgar, not Jose Aldo. Thank you
for straightening me out.
No problem. As far as a mega event, I don't know if it's a mega event. I know that when James Toney crossed over and fought Randy Couture in the UFC, The way they promoted it, it was kind of big. It depends on how big the boxing realm decides to make it. You have to understand something here. While Nick Diaz is a fantastic fighter in MMA, technically speaking, you know, this may be his first professional fight in boxing, so I don't know how big they're going to make it. And as I told you before, he's not going to be able to take down Jeff Lacy. He's not going to be able to kick Jeff Lacy. I know you think he's going to win. Even though Jeff Lacy's shot, I think that Jeff Lacy should win this fight.
Well, you know, I think a guy like Pete Rademacher, who was an Olympic gold medalist in his first pro fight, challenged Floyd Patterson for the World Heavyweight Championship and did okay. I mean, he didn't do real well, but he didn't have a whole lot of – he had no professional experience whatsoever, and he was able to hang with the world champ. I think that Jeff Lacy's far less than a world champ at this point in time, and I think that Nick Diaz is an athlete that is not only multidimensional. I think he's a tremendous athlete in that he has he doesn't have the eye of the tiger. He has the eyes of the tiger. He has both of them. He is pound for pound – he is one of the meanest guys I've ever been in a dressing room with.
Besides being a fantastic athlete, I mean, the guy is a fighter, a professional fighter in MMA. So from that standpoint, you know, lacing him up and going into the ring, he does have a chance. I mean, any fighter has a chance when they step in, especially, you know, one punch can make the difference in a fight. However, in my opinion, to think that to step up, regardless of the fact that Jeff Lacy is not the Jeff Lacy of old, I mean, we are talking about a former world champion here. We're not talking about a journeyman boxer. You know, we're talking about a guy who was at the top of the heap for a while. And I just find it difficult to believe that a guy who, while he does train in boxing, his full-time commitment is not in boxing, can come in and just defeat a former world champion.
Hmm. Okay. You know, I'll give you some props on that one. All right, what's up with the
First of all, Pedro, some breaking news. It just broke a little over 4 hours ago. Dana White has said that Brock Lesnar, unfortunately, has another bout of diverticulitis he's dealing with. And so his big showdown with Junior Dos Santos on June 11th at UFC 131 is now off. They've already got a replacement to replace Brock. That's Shane Carwin will fight Junior Dos Santos. But on the bigger picture, this is a serious situation with Brock and his diverticulitis. I mean, the first time around, it almost not only cost him his career, but there was talk that it could cost him his life. Now, word has it this isn't as serious about as it was the first time around. Nonetheless, it's serious enough to hold him out of this fight and possibly the other indication is he has a decision to make as to whether or not he wants to go surgery route or try to resolve this issue in another fashion.
Okay. So Brock Lesnar might be history.
Well, according to Brock Lesnar, in the last couple of hours, he says no. But I can tell you this much, Pedro. I have a personal friend who's dealing with diverticulitis herself. She had surgery in February, and she almost lost her life right after surgery. And although the outlook looks promising, I mean, currently she's walking around with a colostomy bag. So I don't know. You know, I can't say. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know Brock's situation.
Okay, speaking of doctors, I do want to mention the fact that trainer Joe Diaz, a man that single-handedly took on Top Rank and the Arizona Boxing Commission, and has filed a $43 million claim against the Arizona Boxing Commission, which they have not denied or seem to be opposing. He had a severe heart attack last week, a massive heart attack, and he was in a coma, and he's come out of his coma in the last couple of days, and yesterday he was opening his eyes and recognizing people in his room and this and that. So thank God that when Joe collapsed in the gym last Friday at the top-level gym in Phoenix, Arizona, which he's ran for decades, there was somebody there to give him CPR right away. So there's no loss of brain, it appears, that Joe Diaz is going to come back, and Joe Diaz is going to kick Bob Arum's ass.
Best wishes.
He is going to kick Bob Arum's ass. All right, so what's up? What's coming up this week in MMA?
This weekend, is the only thing on tap is Bellator 44. It's a nice card out of Atlantic City, New Jersey. The main fight features a non-title fight with middleweight champion Hector Lombard fighting Falonico Vitale from Hawaii. Also on that card is the lightweight tournament final, which features All-American wrestler Michael Chandler fighting Patricky Pitbull Frady. Sadly, there was another big fight on that card. Lyman Good, former welterweight champion, was supposed to fight Dan Hornbuckle, but he got hurt in training. This seems to be the trend as of late. The UFC has a big card coming up in 2 weeks in Vegas. And the main event for that card, Frankie Edgar against Gray Manu 3, had to be squashed because both of them have been hurt in training. So
okay, I got about a minute. I got less than a minute here, okay? The Nevada State Athletic Commission, I think they're reluctant to test guys for steroids because of the fact that UFC is as prevalent and is their big meal ticket. Do you agree with me or disagree with me on that?
I don't know about that. I mean, I can't speak for the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I know this much, that Dana White pretty much runs a tight ship. One thing he doesn't like to do is guys messing around. You're talking about a meal ticket. He don't like guys messing around with his. And so from that standpoint, granted, I mean, a couple of fighters over the years, you know, most recently Chael Sonnen, have been found to be guilty, but I don't know if that's the case.
Sammy, I got to cut you off right then and there because I'm running up on a hard break American Forces Network. But I love you, and I thank you so much for your time. Next up, folks, Andre Ward, the undefeated world super middleweight champion. That's right. The Son of God will be here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right after this break.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Got to do something!
Listen! Girl, let me tell you. Pound for pound, he's one of the better fighters in the world, folks. Of course, he is the world 168-pound champion. Besides being one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, he's one of the better human beings in the world. I'm talking about Oakland, California's Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Andre Ward. Andre, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm just sitting in my hotel room, prepared for this fight, man. Just can't wait, and looking forward to Saturday night.
Okay, Arthur Abraham, he's a tough, rough, tough customer. What does he bring to the dance besides power?
Well, he's a home run hitter, and that's what he focuses on. That's what he believes in, is power, and that's all he's talking thus far. He's looking for one shot, and, my goal is to not give it to him and to give him a whole lot to think about in the meantime, and that's what I prepare for. So I have a lot of respect for Arthur Abraham going into this fight, but, I still believe it's my time, and I have a job to do, and that's to defend my belt.
Okay. In all these title defenses you've had of late, since the Edison Miranda fight, winning the title with Kessler, things like that, have you ever really been rocked? Have you ever been like, whoa? I mean, have you ever been in a whoa situation yet?
I can't tell you guys when and where. That's just something fighters don't talk about. But
okay. As
a whole, yeah, of course I've been rocked before. It's just, it's the nature of the sport. You get rocked and sparring from time to time. And, you just learn to shake it off. You learn to poker face it, and you learn to keep moving if you can.
Okay. Now, your wife and kids, when are they coming down to L.A.?
My family will be here tomorrow. And, my kids will be here, and everybody will be here Friday night and getting ready for the big night Saturday.
Is that the toughest part of this whole thing, being away from them?
That's absolutely the toughest part. I mean, the physical part, it's very physical. It's grueling. It's tough. But it's a different kind of pain that you feel being away from your kids, especially, my youngest child, my daughter, Amira, who, literally is, trying to figure this thing out and really doesn't like boxing right now because she knows boxing is keeping, her daddy away for an extended period of time. So, man, that is the worst part, man. It's just a slow pain that you feel all the way through. But I try to use it, Pedro, as motivation and fuel, man. I try to make sure that every run, every rep, every round counts, because if I'm going to be away from my family, it's going to be for a reason, and I want them to know that I'm working hard.
Okay. What is weight like right now for you? Do you have any problems with the 168-pound weight division at all, making it? Is there a problem?
Making weight is never fun, but we don't, we don't do anything drastic. I've eaten today. Mm-hmm. And, I've drinking fluids and, obviously not as much as you want, but, I've stayed steady, haven't cut my body off completely. And I should be able to eat a meal tomorrow morning before the weigh-in. So I'm looking forward to weighing in. But at the same time, we haven't killed myself to make weight. And right now it's fine. The weight is fine.
Okay. You went through the Olympic testing. I mean, you told me one time that they waited all day for you to come home one day. You weren't home. They waited all day for you to come home one day to test you. Is that true?
Well, that's how it works. I think you only get two, maybe three missed tests or no shows or whatever, and then it turns into a dirty test on paper. So, there's been times where I was, shopping or whatever, and, nine times out of ten, it's, a female and a male, and they'll wait. They'll patiently wait. They're very diligent, and they'll wait till you get home. And if you're able to give them a urine sample in 30 minutes or if it takes, 8 hours, they're going to wait. And that's just the nature of that Olympic-style testing.
Okay, we're talking with Andre Ward, folks. Of course, he is the undefeated world super middleweight champion, 23 and zip, now 13 KOs out of Oakland, California. Originally born right here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I've got to ask you about this Olympic testing, because we went back and forth over this a few times now. Manny Pacquiao doesn't want to take any tests. He wants a 14-day window as far as his testing is concerned. Now, between you and I, Andre, and I've talked to Robert Guerrero about this, and he says that he wouldn't fight, if he was at Manny's weight, he wouldn't fight Manny without random drug testing as well. Do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the deal. People think that fighters are just these brute guys who just, don't care, and we're just, made and built to fight. And to a degree, yeah, we've gotten to that point to a degree. But we have families, man, and we have wives, we have people that we want to go home to, and not only just that, but a loss at a top level, man, it's a lot of repercussions from that. So if somebody's not playing on an even playing field, or there's some speculation, absolutely, take the test. I don't care who you are, take the test, let it be random, and as long as the other side, the opponent, the other camp is doing the exact same thing for the greater good of the sport and to make sure that everybody's clean, take the test.
So if you're the ambassador of goodwill that Manny Pacquiao says he is, the king of boxing, the congressman from the Philippines, the guy that's supposed to make between 35 and 40 million bucks to fight Floyd Mayweather, why won't he take the test?
Man, I don't know. You know, it's tough to say. And, I like Manny Pacquiao. I like what he's doing with the sport. But, you know, at the same time, man, you know, just for the greater good of the sport and just looking at our sport as a whole, man, this is serious business. It's serious business when everybody is on an even playing field. But when you look at a situation like, you know, Cotto and Margarito the first time, and this is a situation, you know, I'm a Cotto fan, and I thought he boxed a beautiful fight, but you wonder, you know, the way he busted up at the end of that fight, and he could have killed Miguel Cotto, and I wasn't even, you know, obviously I wasn't, you know, either fighter in that fight, but that fight bothers me to this day because you wonder, number one, and number two, if he was dirty, it's not right, man, and it's simply unfair. So whether it's something like that or whether it's, you know, somebody being dirty, man, it needs to be addressed and it needs to be taken care of.
What Andre Ward was referring to, folks, was the fact that Antonio Margarito was caught with plaster of Paris inside one of his hand wraps and about to insert another piece of plaster of Paris inside his other hand wraps for a January 2009 fight against Sugar Shane Mosley, which he was caught. And, of course, before that, he had busted up Miguel Cotto to no end. And speaking of Miguel Cotto, I was with him in November at the WBO convention down in Cartagena, Colombia. And while he can't prove it, he says that he can't believe how strong Manny Pacquiao got in the eighth and the ninth round. And he said that he thought it was physically and humanly impossible for a man to do that at his size and to do that late in the fight against that big of a man. Is there such a thing as Superman, or is Superman just in a comic book?
Man, Pedro, it's a tough call, man, because I never want to be a person who's, you know, pointing fingers and you don't have any proof. And I wouldn't do that to Manny or anybody else because I wouldn't want it done to me. But, you know, if Manny's just a freak of nature, man, I take my hat off to him, and he deserves to be applauded for that. But I think it would clear up a lot of issues if everyone, including Manny Pacquiao, would just take the necessary test that we need to take, so there is no questions.
Well, you know what's funny is that the Filipino fight fans, and they are fanatics. I mean, Pac fanatics, no question about that. They've called you out time and time and time again for using drugs. I mean, they've called you out on my website. They've called you out on my radio show. They've called you out on Justin.TV. Your boy Andre Ward, he's using drugs. He's doing this. He's doing steroids. I mean, Andre, why are they diverting the attention away from Manny? The question here is Manny Pacquiao. The question is not Andre Ward. The question is not Robert Guerrero. The question is not Nonito Donaire. The people that have the questions about Manny Pacquiao, but yet these people seem to be the slickest spin artists in the history of the boxing.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy things, you know, since I've been a professional, and I've learned, man, that in this sport you got to have thick skin. But, you know, people can say what they want to say. You know, they can do their homework on Andre Ward, and Andre Ward has literally been the same weight since he's been 16 years old, 165 pounds to 168 pounds, period.
I remember when you were a lot skinnier than that.
yeah. Even when I fought in the Olympics at 178, I was still tops 170, and I'm still fighting at 68. So the proof is in the pudding. And the thing about me is, you know, I have no problem, absolutely no problem taking any test whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, from what I've heard, I think we're going to have to take a USADA test tomorrow.
Okay, now that's interesting. Let's go away from the testing just for a minute now. You've been a professional fighter now since the winning the Olympic gold medal in 2004. It's been almost seven years now. What have you learned? What has been the big learning process? What's been your big learning curve? What has made the most impression on Andre Ward as a professional fighter from an amateur fighter?
Well, I just think, Pedro, you know, I don't think it's one big thing. I think it's a lot of little things. You know, just you know, we've always worked hard and had strong camps, but you learn more about each other. You learn, you know, different things from rest, when to take rest days to when to push, when to back off. You learn how to make the weight easier in the ring, man. You just learn how to deal with the atmosphere, the media, the, you know, just a big fight setting.
Okay.
And you learn how to be able to perform. You learn how to be comfortable while being uncomfortable. And that's one of the biggest things that I've learned at this level.
Last question. How did you hit the lottery and find that lovely wife of yours?
I have no idea, man. I don't deserve her. And no, I'm serious, man. We just hit 8 years, April 8th. And I'm thankful, Pedro. I'm truly thankful, man. Especially, you know, having a wife who has to be away from her husband and take care of three kids and the way she holds our house down and different things with grace. I'm just thankful, man. I really am.
All right, last question for Andre Ward. This will be it. Arthur Abraham, what's going to happen here Saturday night? Are you going to be looking to finish him now? Because that's been sort of the knock on you, my brother, is that you get guys hurt and you get guys ready to go, and then you back off on them. And, I mean, if you get Abraham in a situation where he's ready to reeling and ready to go, are you going to be going for it?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I don't think it's been a situation where I've had somebody visibly hurt and I just backed off for the sake of. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into, you know, fighting at a high level. But finishing is always something that, you know, we're working on, and knowing when to go in for the finish. Stopping Abraham was not out of the question. And, you know, I believe my conditioning is going to play a big part of this. And I believe people are going to see that, you know, I'm a lot stronger than they give me credit for. Abraham's going to bring it. He's going to fight. But, you know, my goal is to stop whatever he's trying to do, discourage him, and then continue to stay steady on him and then see what happens.
Okay, one more thing. I bet $1,000 on you to win the Super 6 tournament through this offshore booking, this offshore betting thing in the Bahamas, right? And the government just shut it down and took away my $1,000. So I ain't a happy camper at all, Andre, because that I was going to get 4.5 to 1 on that $1,000, which meant I would have got $5,500 back. But the government has shut all these things down, and I'm a little bit upset about that. Other than that, though, I wish you the very best of luck on Saturday night, and I wish you and your family the best. And say hello to Virgil Hunter for me, man. And like I say, when you met her, you definitely hit the lottery.
That's right, man. I appreciate it, Pedro. Thank you, buddy.
Peace and respect, folks. Andre Ward, the super middleweight champion of the world.
Heaven must be missing an angel. Missing one angel child. Cause you're here with me right now.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check, and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Superfly.
Here I am, Superfly, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. And, of course, on Saturday, we'll go back to justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. We are in the process of doing our live broadcast on Facebook.com. So it looks like in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to have permission for Facebook to do our live broadcast there. So we'll be taking a live broadcast of the TV show on Saturdays and Thursdays. We'll be taking that off Justin.tv and putting it on Facebook, which I think we'll get a lot more action on. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, I'm going to go back to the steroid issue. I think Manny Pacquiao's been taking performance enhancement drugs. I do, because I boxed. And I just can't imagine anybody getting that big, that strong, being that small. It's just, it's a physical impossibility. It's never been done before as far as the human race is concerned. Just like guys never hit 70 home runs before until they were taking steroids in the 1990s. I compare the two, and I think they have a whole lot in comparison, okay? And you talk about Freddie Roach. Well, Freddie Roach was training James Toney. James Toney was associated with steroids. I believe Amir Khan had some steroid issues, didn't he? Right? He's also trained by Freddie Roach. Manny Pacquiao is trained by Freddie Roach. He has some steroid issues, or at least some allegations. There's some suspicions. I mean, come on, man. What's the thing that ties all these three fighters together? Freddie Roach and the possible use of steroids. So while Freddie may be a great trainer, and he's a decent human being, he's a good guy to be around, he's a nice guy and all that kind of good stuff, you know, he may also possibly be doing something a slightly illegal as far as his fighters are concerned, because, you know, to have so many of your fighters be tested or to refuse to be tested and then come up dirty and other allegations, the other fighters coming up dirty, I just think the whole thing stinks. And I think that if everybody in the championship fight would submit to some random drug testing, I don't think we'd have any problems whatsoever. And you know what? That's got to start with the congressman from General Santos City. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, okay? He talks about being such a great fighter. He's a man of God and all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sick of that crap, that full of God crap, okay? I think you're full of crap. That's what I think Manny Pacquiao is. He's full of crap. And I think that's the reason why he doesn't want to take these random drug tests, because if he did, if he wasn't full of crap, he'd take these tests. He'd fight Floyd Mayweather for 30 or 5 or 40 or $50 million for some incredible amount of money, okay? And he'd beat Floyd Mayweather if he was a better fighter than Floyd Mayweather without the steroids, without the EPO, without all these performance enhancement drugs that he's alleged to have taken. So in that, I'm going to leave you until Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then again, once again at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 o'clock Eastern time. I bid you good night. I want to thank you so much for listening to the show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One more big shout out to Lisa, down there in Orlando, Florida. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.